I close then agenda item 24 and open any other business where I understand Iceland wants to make a short intervention. Iceland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll try to keep this brief, as we discussed before. And I don't think there's really any need to reopen the debate we've had. But basically, as I've mentioned before in this forum, Iceland considers itself to be a fully-fledged IWC member, and therefore I'd like to comment on both the list of delegates and the provision table for financial contributions, which we don't quite agree with, as we consider ourselves to be fully-fledged members, and we are, of course, willing to pay our full share of financial contributions. And generally, just to say in general terms that we consider the vote we had on Monday not to be legal, as IWC does not have the competence to accept or reject Iceland. And of course, we have great support for this view within this forum. Generally, we hope and expect that support for our view will continue to increase. And we are going to take this matter up directly in the capitals of all the states that took part in taking the decision to reject Iceland here. As you probably heard before, we consider that decision not to be, well, basically to be a violation of international law. But we will continue to participate in the IWC and are looking forward to seeing everyone in Shimonoseki next year. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Iceland. US, please. US, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. Chairman, we cannot leave the meeting this afternoon without paying tribute to the debonair commissioner from the Netherlands, Fer van der Rossen. As most of you are aware, Fer has taken up new duties as the representative of the Dutch government to UNEP in Kenya, which we note is an IWC member country, where he will be able to keep an eye on the Indian Ocean Sanctuary. Fer has had an unusual career in the IWC. He was first the Dutch commissioner from 1980 to 1982, the year the commercial moratorium was adopted. When he returned as commissioner in 1990, he remarked, to his great surprise, that nothing had changed. Fer is well known as an avid fisherman. He once showed up unannounced on Jim McLay's doorstep with two very fresh rainbow trout, which were consumed immediately. We figure he has caught fish in more countries than even the most active fishing fleets. Fur single-handedly poses a greater threat to the world's fish populations than all the whale species combined. Mr. Chairman, Fer works hard and he parties hard. With a hand-rolled cigarette and a glass of his favorite whiskey, he enlivens every official and unofficial social gathering at the Commission. Seriously, Mr. Chairman, perhaps Fer's greatest contribution to the IWC has been his extraordinary work on the revised management scheme, the most important business before the Commission. He was so dedicated to the project that he sacrificed a week of skating on Netherlands' frozen canals to attend the first workshop in the Lofoten Islands in 1995. As chair of the working group, Fer has been patient, undeterred by stalemate, diplomatic, and creative. The Commission's progress on the RMS would have been impossible without his gallant and unbiased leadership. Fer's use of the English language is so brilliant that we wonder, can he even speak Dutch anymore? His sly sense of humor has pulled us through more than one difficult situation. Most important, Fer is a man of integrity, an honorable person. We wish him well in his new endeavors in Kenya. And who knows, if circumstances change, we might all be able to visit him there at a future IWC meeting. Thank you, Chairman.
Netherlands.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I must say, I hadn't expected this. I can still speak Dutch, but I will respond with a few words in English. I'm moved by the kind words and I'm very grateful for the praise that I've received. I must say that I have done this work with great pleasure. Indeed, over a period of 15 years or thereabouts, I've seen a lot of changes in the Commission, and I'm sure that more changes are in store for you. Let me just say that I wish the Commission well. I wish you personally all the best, and I hope that at some date there will be an RMS that could be accepted by all the parties here. That is my sincere wish. If I do not see you again in Nairobi, maybe somewhere else, I know that Andres Rosenthal he has the records, I think, of comebacks to the Commission. I've only had two. He has already had three. So who knows what will happen in the future. But anyway, thank you very much again, and I hope to say goodbye to you and thank you personally after the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Pierre. Norway asked for the floor. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, last year we had a separate agenda item called the future of the IWC, which was used as a vehicle for delegations to deliver concluding statements on matters which they believed should be given priority attention. Mr. Chairman, I will not suggest that we repeat that exercise. I'd only like to confirm that Norway's position is clearly spelled out in our opening statement, which also includes support for the statement just made by Iceland. I would, however, on this occasion, like to extend my and my delegation's thanks to the chairman for his sincere efforts in taking us through the rough terrain that the agenda of this 53rd annual meeting has amounted to. We have, Mr. Chairman, not always been able to see eye to eye with you on all matters of form, either of form or of substance, but we have, like other delegations, constructively that your arduous task should not be made more difficult than necessary, and we certainly do appreciate your good efforts. I would also like to commend the excellent performance of the IWC Secretariat, the, as always, excellent performance of the Secretariat, and especially of our new Secretary, Dr. Nick Gigrandi, who has made an impressive and convincing figure in handling her tasks in accordance with the exacting standards set by the example of her predecessor, Dr. Ray Gamble. We may, Mr. Chairman, have entertained mixed views on the performance and future prospects of the IWC itself. We do, however, take comfort from the ancient Russian proverb, «Надежда последняя умирает», that is, the hope will be the last that dies. Norway remains basically hopeful, optimistic, and confident, and our commitment to the IWC is as strong as and robust as ever. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Norway, for those warm words. I would also like to take this opportunity to, on behalf of the Commission, thank the Secretariat, the Secretary, and the UK Government for arranging such an efficient meeting for us here, and I would like to express my special thanks to the Secretary. Without her help, I would never have gone through this meeting. Republic of Guinea, please.
Monsieur le Président, excusez-moi, peut-être si vous avez clôturé, je ne sais pas. Mais au nom de mon pays, il s'agit de remercier le secrétariat d'avoir mené la 53e session de la CEB avec une grande souplesse.
On behalf of my country, I thank again the secretariat for having done her work so good.
Ainsi que Monsieur le Président, malgré des multiples questionnaires très durs,
and as well as the President, with all the difficulties he had with different points of views.
Mais il s'en est ressorti avec une efficacité impeccable.
But he made it with a very good simplicity and good work.
Mais nous suggérons que le secrétariat et Monsieur le Président examinent le cas de Islande.
But we would like the secretariat and the president to examine again the case of Iceland.
Où la flexibilité n'a pas été du tout vraiment flexible.
When there was no flexibility at all.
Merci, Monsieur
Thank
le President.
You, Mr. President.
Thank you. We have one more agenda item coming up, and I think Oman is ready to introduce that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to raise the an item under any other business, and one which I hope we all will be welcomed from all of us by consensus. The Commission has already expressed its appreciation of the hard work of the Chairman and the Secretary of the Scientific Committee and the Secretary to the Commission. I would like to take this opportunity to formally record the Commission thanks for the effort and dedication of all members of the Secretariat, whose work after goes unseen and unsung. On behalf of the Commission, I would like to express our gratitude to them all. However, I would like to single out two members of the Secretariat for special mention today, Martin Harvey and Devin Ransom, both whose have served this organization for 25 years. I'm sure everyone will agree this is a remarkable achievement. Martin and Devin have served the Commission with diligence, good humor, and seemingly endless patience. I would invite the Commission to join me in marking this special occasion and expressing our very grateful thanks to them.
Can they come up here, please?
Mr. Chairman.
Martin and Daphne.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask both Martin and Daphne to make their way to the top table, where I understood there is a little surprise awaiting for them. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, this is the second time in a space of a few short weeks that I've been completely taken unawares. First of all by the Secretariat a few weeks ago, and on this occasion now. I did have a few minutes warning when, as I was about to leave the room, Sue Morley said, "You really ought to stay in for this agenda item." And I looked at the agenda and I could think of no reason why I should want to be there. And then the cogs began to turn. First of all, may I just say thank you all very much indeed for the honour which you have just paid me. Over the last few weeks, a number of people have said congratulations or words to that effect. Some have been a little bit more direct and have said, "How on earth do you stand it?" And it's a little difficult to answer that question sometimes. Within the Secretariat, in every meeting, there is just the odd moment, when there is a complete consensus that we could wish the Commission and all its attachments anywhere but where we are. But thinking about it a little bit more seriously, I think there are three reasons why it's worthwhile. The first is that I had the enormous privilege of working for 25 years with Ray Gamble, and for that I'm extraordinarily grateful. I have the equal privilege of working with a tremendously dedicated group of people, and that really is a privilege. Nikki has taken over from Ray more or less seamlessly as far as the Secretariat is concerned, and that is also a tremendous tribute to her. But at the bottom of it all, I think there is just the fact that whatever the political differences and the extreme positions that sometimes appear in this organisation, individually it is made up of a lot of very nice people. And that, in the end, does count, and it's that which I think makes it bearable. So, again, thank you all very much indeed. It is, I'm extraordinarily grateful, and thank you.
I'm not used to this like Martin is, so you'll have to forgive me if I ramble a bit. I was told I was coming up here today for the last day of the meeting, but I wasn't really told that I was expected to walk through and come up here. But I do see a lot of familiar faces. I haven't been to a meeting for a very long time, and I'm surprised that people still remember me. So it's good to see a lot of familiar faces. I'd like to say thank you very much. I've thoroughly enjoyed working for the Commission for, well, nearly 25 years. I'm a bit of a fraud, really. I haven't been here until the beginning of October. So if I leave before then, do I have to give my present back? I've had some very good bosses. Ray, you know, has been wonderful. Martin has been wonderful. And I think we'll get Nikki knocked into shape soon. Thank you all very much. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Unless there's anything more to say, I propose to close the meeting. The meeting is closed.